our goals, trying things we didn't know.
Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的老外来了。This is 翩翩。
We are now in June. Time really flies, doesn't it? Another school year is over now.
Yeah, 又到六月了 time really flies. 那喜马拉雅有粉丝留言说呢想听听毕业季的话题。
So yeah, it's different from America.
欧洲大学的这个毕业季呢可能跟美国的不太一样哈。
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. So what have you been up to this school year? 给大家说一说你这一学年都在做什么吧。
So this school year, I was actually on an Erasmus exchange.
You were on an Erasmus exchange. 那 exchange 大家都明白就是交换生。那这个 Erasmus exchange 是什么呢？
So an Erasmus exchange is a university exchange that is available for students studying at universities in the EU. So in the European Union.
就是欧洲大学的学生们的一种大学交换的方式哈。A university exchange that is available for students studying at universities in the EU.
These exchanges are available for many programs and are a really great way for students to go to another country, learn the culture, and also learn the language as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really nice. So what did you choose to do?
So I chose to do my exchange in Barcelona in Spain for 1 year.
梅丽呢本来是在法国读大学但是最后一学年呢她参加了这个 Erasmus exchange, 然后就来到了这个西班牙巴塞罗那做交换生。So how has it been?
Well, actually, it has been the most amazing experience. I had so much fun and have learned so, so much this year.
That is super cool for sure. 我们来总结一下你这最后一学年吧 shall we?
Yes, definitely. Okay, so first, this was my first time living alone. So I learned so much about the lifestyle I like.
一个人生活的第一年哈首先学会的是 the lifestyle, 比如呢
So, for example, I had to plan my own grocery shopping and doing my laundry and things like that.
购买日用品啊 grocery shopping, 还有洗衣服呀 doing laundry, 诸如此类啊你喜欢这种生活吗
Well, actually, you know what? I really enjoyed it. It was super nice being able to just have the freedom to do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, and just having my own little routine.
就是一下觉得有自由了哈，你可以 do whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted. 这样可以建立自己的 routine 哈。那而且你同学当中也应该都是世界各地的人吧。
Yeah, this was really, really nice. I got to meet so many other students in my class, which were also doing Erasmus exchanges.
你同学也都是一些 Erasmus students, 就是欧洲其他大学的交换生哈。都是哪些国家的呢?
So, some were from Germany, Italy, Sweden, Netherlands, Vietnam...And yeah, so many more.
你们在一起上课吗?
Yeah, all of us had classes together and we had to actually work in groups as well and work on projects together.
这也是欧美大学常有的一种学习模式就是 in groups to work on projects.
And this was really cool seeing how different cultures has different ways and mentality when it comes to working.
就是合作过程当中就看到不同文化之下工作的这个方式啊以及这个 mentality 就是心态的巨大的不同
Yeah, and I really learned how to work with different people from different cultures that I didn't really know much about before So yeah, that was really nice
这个很不容易吧
No, it's not always easy for sure, but I think it's definitely a really good learning experience.
那梅丽，你来总结一下你最后一学年所在的这个城市巴塞罗那吧。
Yeah, so Barcelona is a really fun city with many people and food from so many different cultures and different countries.
巴塞罗那也是一个这样文化交融的城市吗？
Yeah, it really is a melting pot of cultures.
A melting pot of cultures, 文化大熔炉哈。那这个 term 大家一定要记住，因为这个 term 经常会用来形容很多很多的国家和城市。A melting pot of cultures.那这样的话，这个城市一定不排外。
For sure, people are super nice. They really enjoy life and having fun. So it has been super cool to live in a city that has a good vibe.
A good vibe, 氛围很好。Vibe, V-I-B-E, 就是指气氛啊，氛围呢，还有气质啊，都用这个词 ,vibe.
Yeah, vibe is a word we use very commonly.
Mm-hmm.
And in Barcelona, there are also so many things to do. It never gets boring.
我就老记得你说你刚去巴塞罗那时，然后做节目给我们说巴塞罗那的海滩上，当地的女生上身什么都不穿。
Yeah, super open-minded. And it, like I said, it really does not get boring.
Yeah, it never gets boring. 哎，那最后这一学年你也旅行了很多地方吧？
Yeah, actually, it's super easy to travel to cities that are close by as well to just explore around and visit new places.
美丽这最后一学年呢，就像是一个 adventure, 可以去 travel to cities, 然后去 explore around.
Yeah, this was very important to me and I really enjoyed it. But also, you know, also very important thing is that this was my first time living in a country where I didn't speak the language fluently.
对，确实哈，第一次在一个语言不通的国家生存。
Yeah, because you know, in China, I spoke the language, so I could understand what people were saying, and I could also explain what I wanted to say. And in France, obviously, also, it was the same.
Yeah, 美丽的汉语、英语、法语基本上都是一样好的。那西班牙语你们上学的时候不是学过一点吗
When I arrived in Spain, I did speak a little bit of Spanish because I studied it in school, but I was definitely not fluent. So it was sometimes a little bit hard to get by.
Yeah, it was a bit hard to get by. 有时候还有一点难熬的哈，出了不少笑话。
Yeah, actually, I think I mentioned this story in another podcast.
对，就是买牛肉学牛叫那个嘛，再给大家讲一遍吧。
Yes, so actually funny story, one day I was buying meat and I didn't know how to say beef in Spanish and so I ended up making the cow sound, so moo, to explain that I wanted cow meat.
大家当时都笑疯了吧?
Yeah, that really made the whole store laugh.
So how is your Spanish now that you have lived there for almost 1 year, right? 现在你的西班牙语怎么样了呢? 一年之后?
Well, actually, it has improved so much. I definitely wouldn't say that I am fluent, but I can definitely order beef without moving in the store.
最起码不用学牛叫了。So what do you think helped you learn Spanish?
I think having to speak Spanish every day, like daily, has definitely helped. Because, you know, I am speaking and I'm listening to it every day, so that has been super helpful.
Exactly. 就是每天要听啊。每天要说呀，这个就是王道，这叫做类母语环境哈。
And also, you know, in the beginning, I was so scared to make mistakes and to not say things correctly. So I would immediately be kind of like a tourist and ask if they speak English or French.
Yeah, 老怕犯错，或者老怕在这个发音啊、词汇啊或者语法方面犯错。这个呢，在这个二语习得的这个科学理论当中呢，叫做过滤机制。过滤机制会严重影响一个人二外习得能力的一个建立。
Yeah, so true. And so I really made a conscious effort to not ask them if they spoke English or French and directly speak in Spanish.
Yeah.
And people are super nice. And even if they speak English, they will help you learn the language. So that has really, really helped me.
练口语的话呢，就是要抛掉这个过滤机制。张开嘴巴大胆说就可以哈，要不我们有一句老话说，想要学好外语的话你就要脸皮厚，但其实呢这个背后的理论支持呢就是要抛掉这个过滤机制，不要怕说错。
Yeah, definitely. And something also that has really helped is I'm watching Spanish movies and TV shows and now I can basically understand everything, so that is super cool. But you know, sometimesOf course, like all the languages, they do speak really fast. So it's not always easy to understand.
Yeah, 美丽不愧是精通三国语言的人哈，你这个二外习得的方式是完全正确完全科学的。那么这个西班牙语流利呢，对你来说也只是时间问题而已。
So hearing you say this definitely makes me more confident now. Thank you.
So what's next? 你们怎么毕业呢？哎 ，Sila， 你知道吗？已经给我发过他们学校的毕业照了。你们不回法国举行毕业典礼吗？
Yeah, so we are going to have a graduation ceremony, and it's very similar to the United States, where everyone's going to be wearing the graduation gown, and then we will receive our diploma, family can come to see us graduate. So yeah, that will be happening soon, and I'm really excited.
Yeah, 但是因为疫情，可能 because of the COVID,something is going to be delayed, right?
Yeah, because there's been the COVID, so I think we might actually be graduating a little bit later because some of the previous classes were not able to have ceremonies, so they are going to be graduating before us.
Anyway, what's next? 接下来呢？你要做什么？
So, actually, I recently started an internship in a startup here in Spain.
美丽毕业之后呢，现在刚刚开始在一个 startup 两个词合起来 startup 就是那种创业公司，开始了他的 internship， 开始了实习哈。
Yeah, and you know, I'm super, super happy because I really wanted to end my year living here in Spain, just working for a Spanish company with Spanish people. So yeah, I'm really happy about that.
美丽还想在西班牙待完这一整年哈。
Yeah, so like this, I will get to stay in Spain a little bit longer, continuing to learn the language and also to enjoy the sun.
That's a plan. 继续学西班牙语，然后继续 enjoy the sun, 享受西班牙的大太阳。然后待完这一年之后呢？
Yeah. And afterwards, I will go back to France and on to the next adventure where I will be starting my master's degree.
Sounds so exciting. Go back to France.回到法国 and on to the next adventure, 开启下一段冒险奇遇记，就是读研究生哈。
That will be very, very fun.
总之呢，欧洲的毕业季跟美国、中国都是不太一样的哈。那非常感谢梅丽在一线为我们分享，我们也祝福梅丽踏入工作岗位之后呢，一切顺利，期待给我们带来更多有趣的 podcast 话题。
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to share my experience. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to let me know. And I will be happy to share.
Yeah, 欢迎大家给梅丽留言提问，我们会在后面的节目当中呢逐一为大家解答。
Thank you so much, and we will see you guys very soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.